Heading overseas now, and Ireland has become the latest European nation to have its debt downgraded to junk status. That means the Irish government may now be reliant on another financial bailout to fund its spending. It's the latest in a string of economic shocks to hit the Eurozone this week, but economists are warning the situation in Europe could get a lot worse. Finance reporter David Taylor has the latest.
Credit ratings agency Moody's has made it clear Irish debt isn't worth very much. Moody's now rates Ireland at Ba1. That's the highest speculative grade rating and below what the market would describe as investment grade. While Ireland is only a relatively small economy, economists warn things could get ugly as the debt crisis continues to spread.
Well, Ireland is still a relatively small economy within the euro area, but the key issue is, does this flow across to other parts of the euro area and in particular to some of the larger economies? We've seen concerns raised this week, particularly about Italy, and of course there's ongoing issues with Spain. If it were to flow through to those other larger economies, it does become a much bigger problem.
That's HSBC chief economist Paul Bloxham. He says Irish debt yields rose to a decade high last night, indicating investors were very reluctant to throw money in their direction. There are increasing signs that markets are getting nervous about the capacity of many European countries to pay off their debt.
I think if you saw this situation become contagious, as they say, contagion, it sets in and it moves across the different countries. If it moves from being just an issue in the peripheral countries to an issue with the banking systems in the larger countries, the core countries, France, Germany, even potentially Italy, which is obviously a very large country within the region, then I think that would potentially see the bond market start to really punish the governments in those areas, and that would potentially lead to some freezing up in terms of liquidity, similar to what we saw during the global financial crisis.
European finance ministers are putting on a brave face, saying they'll insist the private sector will come to the rescue. President of the Eurogroup, Jean-Claude Juncker.
Talks with the private sector representatives will go on in the next coming days in order to conclude them as soon as possible.
Other international economists are not as confident about resolving the euro debt crisis. James Hendry is an economist, lawyer, investigative journalist and former chief economist at McKinsey & Co.
Italy in particular has to roll over about $250 billion of debt just to finance itself in the next year. And Spain is looking at a situation where they have 20 to 25% unemployment already, and that's another sleeper. So there's a lot to be concerned about here.
So what are the implications for Australia? Paul Bloxham says the Australian banking sector is safe, at least for now.
At this stage, it doesn't look like it is a big financial deal for Australia, but of course, there's always the risk that it could become one.
Fund manager Roger Montgomery disagrees.
The bulk of these our bank's earnings come from Australia, and ultimately sentiment towards them will be dependent on house prices in Australia and growth in credit. And everything else is really just navel gazing.
But there is a long road ahead. For Roger Montgomery, the central issue is debt, and it will take many years for it to be paid off.
It can take 5 years, and the reason why I think it'll take a while is by virtue of the fact that we've just taken on too much debt. But when I say we, I mean governments, countries, businesses, and individuals, and it just takes time to pay that debt down.
He says the road ahead is likely to be a rocky one.
Until that time, we're going to see in the United States more frequent recessions. We're going to see all of these convulsions that we're seeing in Europe as governments over there try and work out how they're going to get those debt levels down.
That's fund manager Roger Montgomery ending David Taylor's report.